Hello, how are you?
Good, good. Glad to be talking to you.
Same here.
All right, so let's get it started. Recording. All right, Root Magazine here talking to the talented Demetria McKinney. Man, I gotta say, I was already a fan of yours, especially watching, you know, House of Pain over the years. Very talented actress and singer. Last year I was on the my wife and I, we went to the R. Kelly tour, and you were the opening act. I think we saw it in Atlantic City, I believe. And I was thoroughly impressed. I'm like, wow, this girl is really talented. Like, you know how opening acts are, right? You know, people are just walking in. You know, everybody getting situated. Everybody want to see R. Kelly. But, you know, it was pretty crowded. And you really gave a show. I mean, dancing, singing. I was thoroughly impressed. So I'm a huge fan of yours.
Thank you so much.
Huge fan of yours. And I got to say this as well. This is the first thing I want to talk about. Your portrayal of Whitney Houston, man. When Vaughn came to me, he was like, I want you to, can you interview Demetria McKinney? I was like, yo, absolutely. This was like 2 days after the movie. When I say brilliant, I'm not just saying this.
Oh, thank you.
Man, such an amazing portrayal. And, you know, I don't think that's an easy thing to do, but you nailed it. So just congratulations. How did you prepare for that? I'm pretty sure, you know, we all were fans of Whitney Houston growing up in the, you know, in the 80s or whatever. But how did you prepare for that role?
Well, I had always said it was my dream role, even before we lost her.
Okay.
You know, so I've always watched her. I've always listened to her. I've always been a fan. She's the reason I wanted to sing in the first place. So there's that. But then I also had to realize that as much as I wanted to prepare, no matter how many interviews, no matter how many things I watched, no matter how many sound bites I got, I just was never going to be her.
Okay.
And I think that that is what saved me. You know, if I went in like, yes, I am Whitney. I am, you know, I am the voice. I did it. Man, there'll never be another.
Right.
Period.
Right.
So I changed my mentality to, if I can just give people the essence of her, if I can make people remember her in a way that makes them smile, or in a way that makes them think, or in a way that makes them cry, but not for a tragic reason,
mm-hmm.
you know, then I had done my job. And
right.
It was really about just wanting to pay homage to her. And the other thing is, you know, preparing, listen, me and Joy Rivard, who played Chrissy, we both felt like we had some supernatural stuff going on. I swear to you, Whitney and Chrissy were there. Like, there were moments
wow.
I would be doing stuff, and she's like, you know, girl, that's not right. You gotta, that note is off, you gotta go do this, you gotta go do this. And then I had to balance playing her in a space where she wasn't, my Lord, she wasn't as crisp as she would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
I had to play her in such a fragile space, whether it was vocally, whether it was emotionally, whether it was relationship, I had to play her as vulnerable as she could be in order for people to understand that she was human. And that's what I really wanted to give her back, was her humanity.
Yes.
We made her such an icon. She is an icon. She is a legend. But we forget that humanity in the midst of it, and that's when we lose them.
Yes, yes. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because last week I'm working on a documentary on gospel music, and I got a chance to interview Sissy Houston. And, you know, just even talking to her, and, you know, we were talking about Whitney, you know, having the Preacher's Wife soundtrack, that's being the biggest gospel album of all time. And, you know, all of those accolades, she was like, yes, I'm proud of her. She was like, but I just miss my baby. And just to hear that in her voice was just like, whoa, she was a human being. Like, no matter what the media says, we know everything that she went through. She was, you know, somebody's daughter, somebody's mother, somebody's sister. So, yeah, I definitely get that. I definitely get that. Also, I always wondered, I know a few years ago you were a part of the cast of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And, you know, I always wondered, like, people like you and, like, Kim Fields, I don't think y'all belong there, because it's just like, I don't see y'all as being ratchet. But what was the decision, like, to be on there? Why did you decide to do that? Because it's not like you really had to do it.
Well, I want to first off say thank you for recognizing that one of these things is not like the other. I have been asked about reality television for a while, and the answer was always no, because I didn't like what it represented. Okay. I didn't like how it set us back as women, black women, sisters, all of that. So when I decided to do it, it first started off as, it's a platform. 3.5 million people. Mm-hmm. You can't deny that people are looking at this.
That's true.
And I was making the transition from acting into music, so people could get to know a little bit, even the slightest inkling, that I was not really Janine, then that might open up their minds to receive my music a little bit better.
Right. Okay.
The other thing was wanting to make sure that I represented the silent majority. Business women, career women, successful women, the Obamas, you know, those type of women and people aren't sitting there reading for filth on a day show. Like, it's just, that's not what we're doing. We are mothers. We are getting about our business. We are making plans. We are empowering. We are uplifting. And we are doing it classily. Now, please understand, I do have my ratchet side.
Right.
I know how to twerk, and I get my life, you see.
I love it.
At the same time, there is balance. And I think that thing over there was so off-kilter that I felt like the flavor that I added kind of took some of that saltiness out of the soup.
Got you.
But the other thing was, lastly, I made sure I had a plan to get out. I have my 401k ready.
Mm-hmm.
I
have
my. I'm retiring this Jersey, boo. Because if you get there and you get stuck, you get stuck. And that's what you're known for. And that's not what I wanted. Like you said, me and Kim Fields, even Cynthia Bailey, Candy, you know, we all came from something else before making a name in reality television.
Right, right.
And there's something to be said for that. Because when that makes you, that is who you are.
Right.
And that is where you sit.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Speaking of like the whole, House of Pain, I mean, such a big show, right? And now it's in syndication. So I know, you know, you're still getting those checks. That's a beautiful thing.
Hey, hallelujah.
Any plans on doing any other sitcoms? Is that in the works?
I would love to. I'm trying to do as much as I can, you know, but I'm also trying to reach for new horizons.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Centers on Bounce TV. We're coming back for the third season with that, which I'm really excited about. It's a totally different
show. Oh, yes. I love that show, too. And, yeah, I'm like, where has it been? Because it's been a minute since I saw it. But thank you for telling me that it's coming back. That's great.
Yes, it's definitely coming back. And then I'm also on a show called Superstition, which stars myself, Brad James, Mario Van Peebles, Robin Lee. And that's on Sci-Fi.
Okay.
So Sci-Fi is trying to, you know, reel in a new audience. It's an honor to be a part of that process. And I get to experience a whole different side. You know, I've always wanted to do my own stunts and kind of deal with the X-Men type stuff.
Right.
Pardon me. You know, so I'm definitely wanting to expand my horizons. But with House of Pain coming back on OWN in 2018, people still get the same loving family they got before.
That's great. That's really great. Now, riddle me this, because it's like back and forth. Are you and Roger Bob married? I know you got engaged, and I heard it was called off. And are you married?
We are not. I am not married.
Okay.
Roger and I are still the best of friends. And I know a lot of people took a lot from that whole situation, you know, being on Real Housewives and thinking they knew the ins, the outs, all that stuff. Demetria and Roger are good.
Okay. All right, I'm glad you cleared that up, because I really wasn't sure. Even when you, like, Google it, it's like they're married. If you put in Roger Bob, it says married to Demetria McKinney. The weirdest thing.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Oh, my God. Got so many questions. Another thing, this song, Easy, man, another great song. Like, you one of those Renaissance women. Like, you doing it all. And doing it all successfully. It's right now at number 4 in R&B hip hop airplay. Like, that's huge. Like, you know how hard that is to do?
Absolutely. I've been trying for 10 years.
Yeah. So kudos to you on that. When are we getting a full album?
Well, the full album is available everywhere. Tidal, Amazon, eBay, friggin' Best Buy. It's been out for like 2 weeks now.
Oh, okay.
And we're actually doing really well with the album as well. It's called Officially Yours. Candy Burris, ironically, is one of the executive producers on the album. She's also got a joint on there called BS. When y'all hear that one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I've got another single out as well called Happy that was featured a lot while the Bobby Christina movie was playing, you know, just to give people a different flavor and kind of introduce them to the album. But I'm really grateful for the success of Easy, and it's still going strong.
It is very strong, and I like the song. My wife loves it. Initially, she didn't even know it was you. She was like, I love this song. Do you know what song I'm talking about? I was like, what? And then the video came on, ironically. And she was like, oh, my God, that's her. I was like, yes, I didn't know that's the song you were talking about. Yeah, I love that song. I hear it on Steve Harvey. So, yeah, great, great stuff, man.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Are you going back on tour?
I'm definitely trying to. I've got a couple of dates. I'm going to be at Ashford and Simpsons this Sunday.
Oh, in New York.
You know, yeah.
Nice. Sugar Bar.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm looking forward to that, honey. That food there is incredible.
It really is.
And just kind of getting my life every opportunity I can in between filming. So I got to figure that thing out. But as much as I can be on the road, I will be.
Nice. Oh, man, I need to try to hit that show up. I'm going to talk to Vaughn about that. That sounds great.
Push through, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Last question. So, like I said, you were on tour with R. Kelly, and we're hearing all this stuff about him. Do you know that side of R. Kelly, or did you know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever seen anything crazy like that with all of this, I guess, cult, or was it you didn't see that side?
You know, a lot of people have approached me about this, and I've chosen to have no comment because I just didn't want to get in the midst of any of it. But I can honestly say that man was nothing but kind to me. He treated me like a little sister. He was gracious, he trusted me on his stage. There was never anything inappropriate. There was never anything sideways. It was just all love. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The whole crew, his whole, everybody treated me, my team, my dancers with the utmost respect. And that's all I've ever seen of him.
Absolutely. Well, that's all we can take. That's good. Well, thank you so much for this time. You are a joy to speak to. And I got to say, I'm really, I'm rooting for you and I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. So hopefully I will see you on Sunday. I'm going to see if we can make our way to New York. That'll be a nice treat for my wife.
That's what's up. Make sure I see you if she gets there.
Yep, and I'll tag you once we post this interview.
Perfect.
All right, thank you. Nice talking to you.
You too.
Bye-bye.